Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Hello, and welcome to Ask Margaret from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. Today's question comes from our Facebook group, which you can always find at facebook.com/groups/WhatFreshHellCast. And it says, I have a 3-year-old and a 9-month-old. Is it normal to feel lonely all the time? Feel somewhat bored and left out? Feel like a non-person? From the moment I wake up to the moment I fall asleep, I'm doing for the kids, for the house, the job, the husband. I know I'm supposed to make time for myself, but when? Wake up at 4 a.m. after being up with my baby all night? Will I ever go back to being a human person? Or now that I have 2 kids, should I settle into this new normal? How long will it be? 5 years? 10 years? I'm so anxious to feel well-rested, feel pretty, feel healthy, be social, and enjoy my kids. I'm so tired. I am here from the future to say, been there, hated that. I had 3 children under 4. I lived in a 900 square foot house in Los Angeles that had a rat infestation and at one point went to make cookies and a rat ran out of the oven. I was so tired and so miserable that at some point, I was watching the World Series while I had these young kids, and I was literally looking at the TV and thinking, how are these people at a baseball game? Did they never have children? Like, I actually could not imagine a world in which one would go to a recreational sporting event dressed up at nighttime. It seemed impossible to me. So, yes, it is normal to feel all of these things. I have gone back to Los Angeles at different times, and I visited the house where I raised my kids. And the first time I went, drove up thinking like, the house where I raised my kids. Oh, it's going to be amazing to look back at those days. And I pulled up in front of that tiny house, and the only feeling in my body was like, I am looking at Shawshank, basically. That was my bad place. And I was very surprised by it because my memories of it are actually fairly merry. And I look at the pictures and I'm like, oh, our little playroom. Oh, I remember it. Oh, the little car's bed that the baby slept in. It's so cute. And then walking up to the house, I was amazed to find that my only reaction was like terror and doom. And so, yes, it is very normal to feel all of these things. You are isolated. You are alone. Your love, attention, and work is going in one direction. You do not have the companionship and the socializing with grown adults that most people have. And so, yes, I'm going to start with totally normal. I will say for myself, and I cannot speak to everyone, but I do think this exact experience that you're talking about, the lonely, bored isolation, does come to an end. And I'm going to say it's kindergarten. It's full day school, basically, that I found this total loneliness and return to self happened when my kids, I mean, it definitely started when they were going, my kids went to like half day school, some daycare stuff, but them being out of the house from 8 to 3 all day was a total, total game changer for me. There were days where I would drop them off at school and go back to bed for 2 hours. I mean, I slept more. I feel like the world went from like gray. It was like opening Dorothy's door in Oz. Like the world kind of went from gray back into color. My kids are now 10, 12, and 14. And let me tell you, I barely even remember this sensation until I read about it. I mean, now that my kids are out of grammar school, it's a totally different game. I mean, I drop them off, or my husband drops them off at 8 o'clock in the morning. I don't see them again until 3. I work all day. They come home at 3. They're working on homework. They're doing their own thing. They're staying late for the play. We gather around at 6 or 7 for dinner, and then they go do their own thing while I do whatever I want, including watching Jeopardy. They also, at 10, 12, and 14, stay home by themselves, so I don't have to take them places. I mean, you didn't even mention the, like, I want to go to the grocery store, but I have to bundle up 3 kids in the winter to do that terror. I mean, life does get so much easier day to day once your kids turn 5. That is my philosophy. You notice I am not citing any experts here. I'm just saying, from my point of view, the game changes when your kids hit 5. It will get better before that. I mean, every year gets a little bit freer when you can take the kids places. And yes, I am here from the future to say, I get dressed up. I wear regular clothes. I often go out and have lunch with girlfriends and crack up. I work. I'm back to wearing normal clothes. If I want to, we run out for a nice cocktail and dinner at 6 o'clock at night and leave the kids at home. Life's good over here. And we know that people love to say bigger kids, bigger problems. Agree that the problem of I fix your boo-boo with a Band-Aid, I fix your hurt feelings with an ice cream cone, those kind of easy fixes go away, and you start to have to deal with things like your friend group is ostracizing you, and it's horrible for both of us because we both feel so upset. Yes. That being said, I wouldn't trade places with someone at home with a 3-year-old and a 9-month-old for any money on earth. I can rationalize with my kids. We have conversations. Life's good when they turn 5. That's what I'm here to offer you today. You'll hear people who disagree. It only gets harder. I just don't know what those people are talking about. Hang in there, friends. I hope that helps. And if you have a question for myself or Amy, you can ask them on our website, whatfreshhellpodcast.com. You can ask them on our Facebook group, or you can email us info@whatfreshhellpodcast.com, and you may hear your question answered on an upcoming episode. Thanks so much for listening, and hang in there, moms of youngs.
Oh, hey, everybody.
It's us, Blair and Molly, your old pals from Toddler Purgatory. Two moms who are also actors, who are also creative beings, who sometimes feel stuck.
And this is our new podcast, Unsticking It with Blair and Molly. What happens when your creative spark just seems to disappear? Gone.
Poof. Bye.
See ya. What happens when life gets in the way of your creativity instead of nourishing it? That's what happened to Molly and me. We felt like the thing that drove us creatively stopped working, and impending doom had in fact impended.
Totally. So we decided to do something about it. And that was steal ideas about getting unstuck from the most creative people we can find. We talk to guests about how to break through the mucky, gluey, sticky wall that can get between you and your creativity. We hear about their journeys, their successes, their challenges, and even their bougie coffee shop orders.
And we're not just talking Bob Ross type painting. paint on paper artists here, though we talk to them too. We're talking to actors, creative directors, dancers, and people who are working hard to be their best creative selves in a world that can sometimes feel real uncreative.
We all have something to teach each other, so let's steal their ideas together.
Join us, won't you, as we deep dive into how to unstick ourselves from the life gunk that can get in the way of our creative freedom. Pandemics, school calendars,
world events, lack of sleep. Oh, get out of there, life gunk.
And let's get back to your best creative self. Subscribe to Unsticking It with Blair and Molly.
You're not going to want to miss an episode.
Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.
Unsticking it.
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.